If you own a BMW, well, you already know it's not just any car. It
Yeah.
feels different, right? You're really engaging with this piece of meticulous German engineering,
Yeah.
that quality, that precision. That's why people love them. But keeping that finely tuned machine happy when you throw it into, say, the real world,
Yeah.
specifically the kind of pressure you get from high heat and, heavy traffic like in Dallas, that takes something extra.
Something more than just standard maintenance. It really demands specialized expert attention.
Exactly.
And that's precisely what we're digging into today. We've done a deep dive into sources all about highly specialized BMW care using insights from a very long-running Dallas service center as our kind of guide here.
Okay.
Our mission really is to figure out what expert attention actually means for these high-precision European cars. And crucially, why geography like that intense Texas climate makes such a huge difference. It can mean a totally different approach to service than, what the factory might initially suggest.
Right. And the sources we're looking at, they lean heavily on the experience of Autosco Car Care. They're based in the Dallas area.
That's the one.
They seem to claim they offer dealership-level tech, but maybe with a more personal, transparent feel that sometimes gets lost in bigger operations.
Just the angle, yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this then, starting with that basic challenge. How does driving in America, especially somewhere like Texas, clash with that German precision?
Well, it's a fascinating contrast, actually. The sources lay it out pretty clearly. BMW owners are juggling two big challenges at once.
Okay, what are they?
First, there's the car itself. It's, a highly engineered machine. It needs specific fluids, specific tools, really complex diagnostic software. You can't take it to any old garage.
Right, need specialists.
Absolutely. And then second, you've got the environment it lives in, which in a place like Dallas or Plano means immense, almost constant stress that just wears things down faster.
So precision meeting pressure.
Got it. What are those specific environmental stresses in Texas that the sources highlight? The ones that really accelerate wear and tear?
The data points to two main culprits putting on that intense stress. Number one is definitely the extreme heat.
Oh, yeah.
Those relentless Texas summers, the high ambient temperatures just cook everything. It makes the oil break down much faster. Heat is basically the enemy of high performance fluids, and it puts immediate strain on all the cooling parts, radiator, thermostat, the works.
You can feel it. I mean, you can feel the AC struggling in August. So it makes total sense the engine and its fluids are, taking a beating too. It's not just about comfort, is it?
Not at all. It's an integrity issue for the whole vehicle.
Okay, heat is number one. What's the second big stressor mentioned?
The second factor is that heavy Dallas area traffic. You know, the gridlock, the constant stop and go, that cycle of braking, accelerating, braking, it hammers the brake system and it puts huge pressure on the transmission, much more than just cruising on the highway.
If you're always shifting or just idling in traffic jams, those parts are working way harder than they were designed for in, say, ideal conditions.
So if that's the reality of driving there, how does it change what the manufacturer might recommend for service?
Oh, it changes it quite a bit, according to these sources. The standard BMW recommendation is often service every 10,000 miles or maybe once a year.
Okay.
But the strong suggestion for drivers in these high-stress environments, like Dallas, is to shorten that interval significantly. Think more like 7,500 miles or maybe even sooner, depending on your specific driving habits.
7,500. Wow. That's quite a difference.
It is. It's about tailoring the care to the local conditions, prioritizing prevention, especially things like checking the cooling system and the AC annually before summer hits, to try and prevent a breakdown when you least want one.
That shorter cycle that really emphasizes the need for specific preventative focus. You need techs who get both the German engineering and the Texas heat.
Precisely. Which brings us to the role of independent specialists.
Right. So this place, Autoscope Car Care, the one highlighted in the sources, they've been around a long time, over 43 years.
That's what the sources indicate, yeah. Two locations, Dallas and Plano.
And apparently hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Longevity in reviews suggest people trust them, but for a performance car like a BMW, trust needs,
Yeah.
well, it needs technical proof, right? Verifiable qualifications.
Absolutely. And for you, the listener, trying to judge service quality, checking those credentials is key. The sources confirm their technicians are all ASE certified.
ASE, Automotive Service Excellence.
Correct. It means they've passed rigorous exams testing their skills, and importantly, they're specifically trained in DMW engineering and diagnostics. That's the foundation. You need that specific brand knowledge.
That's definitely reassuring. But what about the equipment and parts? They claim dealership-level technology. That sounds expensive. They're saying they have the same fancy diagnostic systems as BMW's own shops.
Apparently so, investing heavily in that specialized tech.
So if they have all that, how can they also claim, better pricing and more transparency than a big dealership? Doesn't that tech cost a fortune? Where's the efficiency coming from?
That's the core argument the sources make. The suggestion is the efficiency comes from their structure and focus. They don't have the massive corporate overhead of a dealership or the huge marketing budgets. They seem to rely more on their local reputation, built over decades, and the fact they specialize only in certain European makes. BMW is a core focus.
Specialization equals efficiency.
Exactly. And that focus lets them efficiently source and use OEM parts, original equipment manufacturer components.
So genuine BMW parts.
Correct. Ensuring that any replacement maintains the car's original integrity, performance, and even warranty standards. It seems to be about expertise over sheer corporate scale, letting them manage costs without compromising quality. There was a quote like, "We're not in the business of guessing, we're in the business of knowing."
I like that. And they back it up with guarantees.
Yeah.
That seems vital when you're talking about potentially expensive repairs.
Yes, the sources mention a nationwide warranty on their service, plus a pretty specific 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on the labor performed.
3 years, 36,000 miles. That's a strong statement about their confidence in the work.
It really is. It shows commitment.
Okay, this leads us perfectly into the whole value proposition. Thinking about routine maintenance not just as an annoying expense, but as an investment, one that can save you potentially a ton of money later. And this is where the sources got really interesting. They had some specific cost comparisons.
Yes, and this data is quite compelling. It really highlights that aha moment for owners. When you look at the numbers side by side, the cost of preventative care versus the cost if you let something slide, it's pretty staggering, especially with a precision machine like a BMW.
Okay, give us an example.
All right, take a basic synthetic oil change. Preventative cost is cited around, say, $180.
Seems reasonable for a BMW.
Right, but if you skip that, ignore it, let the oil degrade, you risk serious internal friction, wear and tear, potentially leading to catastrophic engine failure. And replacing a BMW engine, you could be looking at $4,000 or more.
Wow. Okay, so that $180 preventative spend potentially saves you thousands easily.
It's arguably the easiest $3,800 or more you'll ever save on that car.
And the brakes, you mentioned the stop-and-go traffic being hard on them. Similar story there.
Very similar. Preventatively replacing brake pads might be around $400, depending on the model.
Okay.
But if you ignore the warning signs, let those pads wear down completely until you hear that awful grinding metal on metal. You're not just replacing pads anymore, you've likely damaged the rotors, maybe even the calipers. The repair cost jumps significantly, potentially to $1,200 or more.
Ouch. Again, a few hundred preventative saves over 1,000 corrective.
And maybe the most dramatic example from the sources was the transmission service. A preventative fluid service might cost around $350. Ignoring that, letting the fluid break down, allowing heat and friction to damage those incredibly complex internal gears, well, that can easily lead to needing a full transmission rebuild or replacement. And that cost can skyrocket to $5,000 or potentially even more.
$5,000. Okay, that truly makes the case for proactive care, especially tailored to how and where you drive.
It's crystal clear.
Now, it's important we mention the sources include a disclaimer, right? These prices are just informational estimates.
Absolutely. They're illustrative examples, not exact quotes. Market rates vary, model specifics matter, but the principle holds.
The principle that small, specialized service today prevents a massive, potentially vehicle-ending bill tomorrow.
Exactly. And that's why these specialized shops focus on comprehensive routine services designed specifically for those high-stress roads. We're talking synthetic oil changes, which crucially should always include a detailed multi-point inspection.
Checking everything else while they're under the hood.
Precisely. Plus, detailed brake inspections, those vital cooling system checks for the Texas heat radiator, thermostat, coolant flushes, and replacing other essential fluids, it's all geared towards keeping the car at peak performance and making it last.
But even with the best preventative plan, things can still go wrong. These are incredibly complex machines loaded with electronics, sensors, software.
True. Issues will still crop up eventually.
So let's talk about some common high-level repairs and what kind of technical solutions are needed then.
Okay. For engine problems, the symptoms you might notice are often a rough idle, maybe sputtering, or, you know, the dreaded check engine light comes on.
The light everyone hates to see.
Right. And because modern BMWs are so complex, that light doesn't just mean one thing. It requires advanced diagnostics to figure out why it's on. Is it a relatively simple sensor failure, like an oxygen sensor malfunction, or maybe a mass airflow sensor issue? Or is it something more involved, like an ignition coil failing, causing a misfire?
So step one is always deep diagnostics.
Always. Guessing is expensive and ineffective. Then you might see transmission issues. Symptoms could be delayed shifts, maybe a jerking feeling when it changes gear, or even slippage.
Okay.
Now, since the transmission is often heavily software controlled these days, sometimes the fix can be a software update or a reset, or maybe just a fluid service catches it early. But if neglect has already caused internal mechanical wear, yeah, it can escalate quickly to needing a costly rebuild.
And brakes, beyond just pads and rotors.
Yeah. Specialized brake system repairs involve more. Expert care means doing proper fluid flushes, checking the lines, diagnosing the ABS system, and always using genuine BMW components to ensure the car stops exactly as it was designed to. That's critical safety functionality.
It's an interesting mix, isn't it? You're maintaining this legacy of German engineering, but the sources show these expert shops also have to be absolutely cutting edge. What are some of those really specialized services that show they're keeping up, the things that really set them apart?
This is where that investment in tech and training really shows. The sources mention capabilities that go way beyond standard maintenance. For instance, the ability to repair the newer BMW hybrid and electric vehicles models like the i3, the i4, the i8.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a whole different skill set. High voltage systems.
Entirely different. Requires specific training, safety protocols. It's a major differentiator in the service market right now.
Serious future-proofing for their business, too.
Definitely. And they also mention other highly specialized stuff, like performance tuning for the M-Series models. That needs a deep understanding of engine mapping, turbochargers, cooling requirements.
Not something you want just anyone messing with.
Absolutely not. And also critical electronic services like adaptive suspension calibration or complex software updates to keep the ride quality, handling, and all the integrated systems working exactly as intended from the factory.
So the takeaway here seems to be high-level BMW care isn't static knowledge. It demands constant specialized training to keep pace with whatever new tech is coming out of Munich, whether it's a twin-turbo V8 or the latest electric drivetrain.
Continuous learning is absolutely essential in this field.
Okay, let's wrap this up. The sources really seem to confirm that keeping a BMW at its best requires a kind of three-legged stool. You need the high-quality OEM parts, you need access to that dealership-level diagnostic tech, and you need that crucial local knowledge. Understanding how factors like intense heat and traffic mean you've got to adjust the standard service plan, often shortening those intervals.
That sums it up well. And for owners listening wanting to protect their investment, the sources offer some practical tips you can use right away, beyond sticking to that shorter, maybe 7,500-mile service interval.
Yeah.
Remember to always use premium fuel. The sources stress that it's basically non-negotiable for engine health and efficiency in these particular engines.
Good reminder. What else?
Also, make it a habit to check your tires monthly, especially during the summer. Big temperature swings and intense heat really affect tire pressure, which impacts handling, wear, and safety.
Simple, but easy to forget.
Very easy. And circling back to the heat discussion, make sure you get your AC system serviced annually. Do it before summer if you can. It's preventative maintenance against a miserable and often expensive breakdown when you need it most.
That level of attention to detail, it seems baked into the whole philosophy the sources describe. They kept mentioning that BMW ownership is often about passion, right? Not just transportation.
Exactly. You're passionate about the machine itself.
Yeah.
The implication is that the Certus experts need to match that passion by maintaining its perfection, using very specific, locally aware methods.
It really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
If keeping a finely tuned machine like a BMW running smoothly demands this level of investment, this kind of specialized, proactive care, constantly tweaking service intervals, updating complex systems, it raises a bigger question, doesn't it?
Which is,
what equivalent preventative maintenance should you be applying to the most complex, high-performance systems in your own life?